the DeepSeek rabbit hole just keeps getting deeper and deeper. After being deeply wounded by DeepSeek last week, OpenAI is now reportedly accusing them of IP theft. And to make matters even worse, a second Chinese model just hit the timeline. If you're just waking up from a coma, the legend goes like this. A Chinese hedge fund built a state-of-the-art reasoning model that surpassed OpenAI o1 and only spent $5.5 million to train it, then gave the world a 100% discount code to use it. That was devastating to big tech and especially OpenAI, who have been gradually trying to convince people that AI is hard and we need things like $500 billion Stargate data centers. Now, in order to get the AI hype train back on track, the new White House AI czar and PayPal Mafia member David Sachs just went on the news and said they have substantial evidence that DeepSeek stole OpenAI's outputs to fine-tune their models, a technique known as distillation that is strictly forbidden in their terms of service. The irony here is not only palpable, one might describe it as artificial super irony. You might remember how OpenAI vacuumed up the entire internet and all its copyrighted materials without asking anybody for permission. Elon accused them of scraping Twitter, George R.R. Martin and a bunch of other authors are suing, among many other lawsuits around the world. But I need to let you in on a tech bro founder secret. We do shady stuff and then ask for forgiveness later, because once a company reaches critical mass, there's no stopping it. Uber and Airbnb are prime examples, and thus far, OpenAI has mostly prevailed in their copyright infringement legal battles. In today's video, we'll take a closer look at the technical details of DeepSeek, how it bypassed CUDA, and try to find out if it actually ripped off OpenAI. It is January 29th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. My conspiracy theory is that OpenAI has been DeepSeek all along, and this was just the most genius marketing trick of all time to assert their dominance. I wouldn't put it past Chief Persuasion Officer Sam Altman.
He's just a con man, and he lies to everyone.
But now, OpenAI and Microsoft are accusing DeepSeek of distillation, where you take one big expensive model like o1 and use its outputs to transfer knowledge to a smaller model. Thus far, they haven't provided any hard evidence, but there are screenshots like this going around the internet where DeepSeek provides a response that should only come from ChatGPT. That's not a smoking gun, though, because this type of content is all over the internet now, so DeepSeek could have learned it organically. However, Microsoft, which provides the servers for much of OpenAI's compute, said they observed someone in China extracting large volumes of data from the OpenAI API, and they believe these accounts may be linked to DeepSeek. In other words, DeepSeek is basically Robin Hood, stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Distillation generally provides better results compared to reinforcement learning, where you actually feed the model new data with a reward function. Distillation is not controversial, and DeepSeek has models distilled from Llama and Qwen. In fact, you can even distill OpenAI models, as long as you don't use the API to build a rival model, and that appears to be the root of OpenAI's beef. And get this, Alibaba just released Qwen 2.5 Max just minutes ago, and although it's not a reasoning model, it's an open model that beats DeepSeek v3, Claude, and GPT-4o on these benchmarks. And not only that, but yet another Chinese model called Kimi K1.5 just came out and apparently beats OpenAI o1. We're now in a China versus China AI race, with the United States falling behind. Meanwhile, Europe is focused on other technological innovations, like bottle caps you can't take off. Many people have complained that DeepSeek is highly censored, but it's relatively easy to jailbreak if you're a senior prompt engineer. But speaking of irony, last year Midjourney accused Stability AI of image theft. But none of that matters now, because DeepSeek also just released the Jana series models, which do diffusion-based image generation, and while the quality is not as good as Stable Diffusion or Midjourney, it's yet another open-source model you can use commercially, and that's good news for humanity. But another interesting detail about DeepSeek is that it achieved 10x better efficiency than other models, in part by not using CUDA, NVIDIA's proprietary platform for running code on a GPU. Instead, they used NVIDIA parallel thread execution directly, which conceptually would be similar to building a website with assembly code. And it's just another example of how cracked these DeepSeek engineers really are. Now, another major criticism of DeepSeek is that when you use it on the web, all your prompts, data, and keystrokes go to China. If you care about privacy, though, you shouldn't be using the internet anyway. Instead, you should use it locally, like I did in this video on my second channel. But the most important trend here is that open source is winning. That means if you're a developer, now is the time to start building products people love. And you can do that with a truly awesome open source tool called Posthog, the sponsor of today's video. It's like a Swiss Army knife to analyze, test, observe, and deploy better features. Its product analytics tool can help you understand your customers and build funnels. Its web analytics can replace Google Analytics, and Session Replay will help you understand how users actually interact with your app. Not to mention feature flags and UI experiments like A/B testing, just to name a few of the features. But most importantly, it's easy to implement thanks to SDKs for web, mobile, and server-side apps, with excellent docs designed for developers. Not only is it open source and self-hostable, but also has a fully managed, no card required free plan. Give Posthog a try with the link below. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.